We are up to Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 5, Mishnah 4. Just want to have a quick clarification from yesterday. So he said that there were four giant like lamps that they used to have in the courtyard over there where they had the Simchas Pesach Shoeva. So I reread it. It seems like it's not the four lamps. It's rather that each of the lamps had like these four bowls on top of it, and therefore four ladders that went to each one of those bowls, and then four Kohanim that would go up these ladders. But the Mishnah does not actually say how many actually standing lamps there were. So that's a tzarachian. I just wanted to clarify that. So Mishnah Dalet continues in discussing how the celebrations would go. So it says the Mishnah Chasidim Ve'anshei Masa Hayu Merakdim Lefneim Bavuk. So to continue along in the celebrations, they would have these very pious men and these men who have good deeds under their belts, and they would dance before them. Who's before them? So it seems like there are people there, maybe like the older crowd who's there. It's like Simchas Torah, you know, you have the people who dance in the middle, the people who stand on the side and watch. So these people would do this dancing, and for them, the people who would watch. Then they would say before them, Song of words of song and praise. So again, who's saying this to who? So it's a little complicated. I think the answer must be that if the people are dancing, then the other people probably were saying before them words of praise and everything like that. The Levim had all these harps and lyres and cymbals and trumpets, and really, and the Mishnah says countless other musical instruments that they used to play. They would play them while standing on the steps, the 15 steps that went from the Yisrael section of the Beis HaMikdash to the women's section. They would stand on those steps and play these instruments. Keneged chamisha asar shir hamalos Shabbat Tehillim. The Mishnah gives a parenthetical note that, you know, we say two of the shir hamalos is usually here in our shul every morning, and we know there are actually 15 paragraphs in Psalms that begin with shir hamalos. So there are 15 steps that went from the Yisrael part of the Beis HaMikdash to the women's section of the Beis HaMikdash that were connected to the 15 shir hamalos that we have in Tehillim. Shaleim levim omdin bechli Share of Omrim Shira. And it seems like the Mishnah is being a little bit redundant over here, but the Mishnah says, and on these steps, Levim used to stand and play these instruments and sing their songs. Now, didn't it just say a second ago that they were standing Ach Hamesha Shreimalo? So why does it repeat itself? It's a little bit unclear. I think that the answer might be, as the Mefarshim explained, is that the Mishnah wanted to explain that it's only really in this case where they would stand on these steps. When they would sing during other services, they would not be standing here, but so it was only for this. Maybe that's why it repeats itself seemingly. Continues the Mishnah. The Amdu Shnei Kohanim Bashar HaElyon Sheyorech Me'ezras Yisrael Ezras Nashim Mushtei Chatzosros B'Yedehem. Once they were getting close to the time of the actual Nisa Chamayim ceremony would happen, they would have two Kohanim that would stand at the upper gate, which was essentially at the top of the 15 steps that led down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Nashim, and each of these Kohanim, they had two trumpets in their hands, meaning it seems like each Kohen had one trumpet in their hand. Kara HaGever Taku V'Hiru V'Taku. We know there used to be a guy that used to be standing there and would be assigned in the morning to announce that the time for the service has come. So the guy announces that the time for the service has come, and these Kohanim would blow their trumpets like we've seen before. They blew a Tekiah, and then a Truah, and then a Tekiah again. Higiu L'mala Asiris Taku V'Hiru V'Taku. They would go down a little bit. They would go down to the 10th step, and they would blow again the same way, Tekiah, Truah, and a Tekiah. Higiu L'Azara Taku V'Hiru V'Taku. They would go down 10 more steps, get to the floor of the Ezras Nashim, and they would blow again at Tekiah, Truah, and a Tekiah. Then Hayu Token V'Hochen Achimakian L'Shar Hayosi Mizrach. It seems like they would continue blowing, and they would walk while they were blowing, and people would follow them all the way across the Ezras Nashim until they would reach the gate that was at the far end that led out towards the east in the eastern direction. Higiu L'Shar Hayosi Mizrach Chavchu Fenehen L'Mar of V'Amru. When they reach this gate that led out from this east area of the women's courtyard, they would turn their faces towards the west, which for those of us who are fully following, that means they did a 180, and that means they were facing the Beis HaMikdash, they were facing the sanctuary at this point. And they said, Avosinu Shayu V'Makum Hazeh Achoreihem El Hichal Hashem Ufneihem Kedma. They said that our forefathers used to stand in this exact place with their backs facing the sanctuary of God. They were facing the east, Vehima Mishachim Kedma LaShemesh. And they say a horrible thing, that it happens to be that our forefathers used to serve the sun. So in other words, back in the day, it seems like during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, what used to happen is that people who decided to start serving the sun and not God, they would walk out the Beis HaMikdash, they would see the sun, maybe bow down to the sun or whatever, and they would essentially have their backs turned towards the temple. That was a horrible thing. So they were lamenting that this used used to be. But they say, our eyes are turned towards God. So sort of a praise to see where they're at right now, how far they've come. Rabbi Huda says, it seems like that. Rabbi Huda does not like that. He doesn't think that's what they used to say. Rather, he says, Hayushonin ve'omrin anu liyah uliyah ininu. They used to chant the following words repetitively, says Rabbi Huda, we are bowing down to God, meaning like we are thankful to God, and our eyes are turned towards God. So it seems like this double language means the following. The first is that we are bowing to God means we thank Him for that which we've done, for that which He's done in the past for us, and our eyes are turned towards God, and seemingly that means that shows that they're looking for the Yeshua, they're looking towards the ultimate salvation that God willing, God will bring. Then at that point, they would go and go get the water from the Shiloh spring, and they would bring it back up. We'll see a few more details tomorrow, but for now, we will stop right here.